A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hello, I'm Carol Vorderman. It's Wednesday and it's time for your midweek edition of Perfect 10. 10 questions, 10 points, all done in just 10 minutes. Now, if this is the first time you've listened this week, you can, of course, check out our previous episodes from yesterday and from Monday before you play today's podcast, as then it's an excellent way to get some more points on your weekly scorecard. Right. We are now about to find out how good you are at Perfect 10 as it's time for today's quiz. Here come your questions for this Wednesday edition of Perfect 10. Question one is your starter for a Perfect 10, and we're starting with, in America, Independence Day is celebrated on which date? It's the same date every year. Hopefully that will earn you your first point of the day. Question two is clues in the news. You're about to hear a fictional news clip that's actually a description of a famous movie that was first released in 1995. But can you work out which movie it is? Here we go.
Chaos has broken out in New Hampshire. A stampede of wild animals has smashed through the old parish house and onto the road. Monkeys have been spotted riding police motorcycles, and an armed hunter has been seen running around a local store. The public have been advised to remain indoors.
So from that piece of fiction, which gave you clues to the title of the movie, please tell me the name of that 1995 movie for a point. Question three, Carol Lateral Thinking. If I am on a journey that has a distance of 125 miles and I have travelled for 50 miles already, what percentage of the journey do I have left? Can you work out that percentage? Remember, you can pause or rewind Perfect 10 at any point. Obviously, it has to be before I give you the answers, but please do pause or rewind because I do rattle through these questions very quickly and sometimes you just need a bit of extra time to gather your thoughts. That is not considered cheating by the officials at Perfect 10 HQ. Question four is our memory round, and as it's Where Are We Wednesday, we're about to learn lots of facts about a very famous city. Today, it's Vienna. Please make sure you listen closely as a question will follow.
Okay, everybody, settle down. It's Wednesday morning, so that means it's time for a geography lesson. And this week, I'm going to tell you all about Vienna. Vienna is the capital of Austria, and in 2001, it was designated a UNESCO World Heritage Site. It is the fifth most populous city in the European Union and lies approximately 50 kilometers away from the Slovakian capital of Bratislava. Until the beginning of the 20th century, Vienna was the largest German-speaking city in the world, and today it is the second largest German-speaking city after Berlin. The city is home to a number of museums, including the Liechtenstein Palace, that contains one of the world's largest private art collections, the Military History Museum, the Technical Museum, the Museum of Art Fakes, and the Jewish Museum Vienna, that was founded way back in 1896. Vienna is sometimes known as the City of Music. This is due to classical musicians such as Beethoven, Brahms, Mozart, and Schubert calling the city home.
A lot of very interesting information there about the stunning city of Vienna. But I hope you are paying attention, as here comes your question. The city centre was designated as a UNESCO World Heritage Site in which year? Can you remember the year? Please remember that particular piece of information and I'll give you a point. Moving on, and questions 5, 6 and 7 are all part of what we call the three Fs. The frivolous, the familiar, and the fun. Here's question five. Juke, spelt J-U-K-E, and Leaf, L-E-A-F, are cars by which automotive manufacturer? Do you think you know the answer? Time for question six. According to a famous phrase, which Italian city wasn't built in a day? Hopefully that's quite an easy one for you there. For question seven, we're going stateside. In American football, a touchdown is worth how many points? Even if you don't think you know, this one is definitely worth a guess. Now, are you getting close to a perfect 10 score? Well, for question eight, it's time for two in, two out, and you're going to need to swap and spell. Here comes your question. Which two letters can you change in the word beans, B-E-A-N-S, to make a facial feature? Change those letters and try to find that word. Question nine is the round we call, I know this because there is a very good chance that you might. Who is the only person to have sung theme songs for three James Bond movies? Who do you think it could be? And we're almost there. Coming up to the finishing line, it's question 10, time for your midweek anagram. Which flower is an anagram of pub cutter? Pub, P-U-B, cutter, C-U-T-T-E-R. Can you find that flower? And that is today's Perfect 10. Please remember to follow or subscribe so you don't miss tomorrow's podcast, then it will download automatically for you. 10 questions, 10 points, all done in 10 minutes. So did you crack it? Did you get a perfect 10 score? Let's find out, because here come your answers.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
Question one, I started with this question. In America, Independence Day is celebrated on which date? Well, the answer is Independence Day is always on the 4th of July. And it commemorates the adoption of the Declaration of Independence on that day, 4th of July, in 1776. The document declared that the 13 colonies that would become the United States of America were independent of the British Crown. Question two was clues in the news, and you were looking for a famous film hidden in this fictional news report. What was the name of the film?
Chaos has broken out in New Hampshire. A stampede of wild animals has smashed through the old parish house and onto the road. Monkeys have been spotted riding police motorcycles, and an armed hunter has been seen running around a local store. The public have been advised to remain indoors.
Well, the movie I was looking for was Jumanji, which of course starred the late, great Robin Williams. Really well done if you got that right. Question three, and it was time for some Carol lateral thinking. If I am on a journey that has a distance of 125 miles and I have already travelled for 50 miles, what percentage of the journey do I have left to travel? The answer is I have 60% of the journey left. 50 miles is 40% of the 125-mile journey, which means, of course, you take the 40% from the total, which is 100%, and that means I have 60% left to travel. Very well done if you managed to figure that one out. Question four was our Where Are We Wednesday memory round, and we were learning all about the city, the stunning city of Vienna. I asked you, the city centre was designated as a UNESCO World Heritage Site in which year? So were you paying attention? The answer was 2001. Question five, we moved into the three Fs. Juke and Leaf are cars by which automotive manufacturer? And the answer is Nissan, N-I-S-S-A-N. Of course, we have the Nissan Juke and the Nissan Leaf. Question 6. According to a famous phrase, which Italian city wasn't built in a day? I think this is quite an easy one. Rome. Rome wasn't built in a day, people will often say. Question 7, and we were getting sporty. In American football, a touchdown is worth how many points? Well, a touchdown is worth 6 points. Question 8, and it's the answer to today's two in, two out. Which two letters can you change in the word beans, B-E-A-N-S, to make a facial feature? Well, if you change the letter N to an R and the letter S to a D, you would get a beard, B-E-A-R-D. Question 9 was, I know this. Who is the only person to have sung theme songs for 3 James Bond movies? Well, she's a one-off. She is Dame Shirley Bassey. And Dame Shirley Bassey sang the themes for the Sean Connery movies Goldfinger and Diamonds Are Forever, and also for the Roger Moore movie Moonraker. And finally, question 10, today's anagram. Which flower is an anagram of pub cutter? Did you get the answer? The answer is buttercup, B-U-T-T-E-R-C-U-P. So, did you score a perfect 10 today? If so, let us know. If not, there is always tomorrow. And remember, make sure you follow or subscribe to our podcast and across our social media channels so you don't miss out on any of our episodes or any of our visual bonus social content. Please come and be a part of the family at Perfect 10 Carol on Facebook, Instagram and TikTok. The more the merrier. So please come and join us. I'm Carol Vorderman. That was my perfect 10 for you. I hope you have a perfect day. Perfect 10 is produced by Talent Bank as part of the Acast Creator Network. Head over to shows.acast.com/perfect10 for more information.
Small details are big surfaces. Tight corners are odd shapes. Flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns. So you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.